the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop, and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Benvenuti, I give him the boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You're listening to the UBC campus radio station, and this is the Italian music show, which is happening from 1 to 2 on Tuesdays. Although I will be changing my time, so if you're interested in listening in, I'm going to have a slightly longer show in the mornings from 8 until 9:30, and it's going to be a little bit more world music as well. I'm going to be adding in with that extra half hour, I'll have a little bit more of music from the rest of Europe, not just Italy, but I will still have an hour of Italian music. I'm glad you could make it with me today here on Give 'Em the Boot. I am going to play a bunch of atmospheric music today. It's going to be all instrumental, starting with Filippo Gambetta. He just had La Luma Che Colibrista, and from his album Pria Goea. And apparently Filippo does have a new album in the works. He's in the middle of recording, which is great news, because I'd love to hear something new from him. Going to hear a bit from a wonderful group from Emilia-Romagna called the Bevano Est, who have done a lot of music for theatre and different productions, and they have a very theatrical sound, with the accordion featured prominently. I'm also going to be playing some guitar music by Franco Morone and Beppe Gambetta, some Sardinian instrumental music from a fantastic group, Cordas et Cannas, and then if we have time, a bit of Sicilian traditional music with Una Vantaluna, maybe a bit of Riccardo Tesi too. We'll see how much time we've got. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about this next track I'm going to play. It is it's a track that is written by Filippo Gambetta, and it does feature the wonderful Canadian violinist and fiddler Oliver Schroer. And many of you know Oliver. He has been at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival every year for as many years as I can remember. And, you know, he's a phenomenal composer, incredible musician, and just a wonderful personality. He's really is larger than life, and he's helped to nurture a lot of young fiddlers all over BC, particularly in the town of Smithers, also on the Sunshine Coast, but, you know, all over, wherever he's gone. And as many people know, he does have terminal leukemia and is not real well. He's back in Toronto. Our hearts go out to him. I just think Oliver is a wonderful guy, and my thoughts are with him for sure. And I wanted to dedicate this to him and all of the people who've been touched by Oliver. This is called Slatna. It is a Filippo tune. It's arranged by Filippo and Oliver. And if you stay tuned after giving the boot at 2 o'clock, just for a half an hour, I'll fill in. I'll be playing some of Oliver Schroer's album Hymns and Hers. So here we are with Slatna. Thank you. Ecco, il gruppo Bevano Est. I Bevano Est vengono dalla Romagna e sono un misto di jazz, musica tradizionale, musica ebraica, mediterranea, cioè molto interessante. Comunque spesso i loro dischi sono fatti dal vivo e infatti si sente molto puro alla musica. E infatti questo gruppo ha un sacco di dischi. L'ultimo era del 2004, Mille Papaveri Rossi, che sono le canzoni di Fabrizio De André, che è un disco che non ho, che mi piacerebbe avere, perché io sono un grande fan di Fabrizio De André, era un grande cantautore di Genova. E allora abbiamo sentito Bergamasco e poi Zarda Pip, che sono due pezzi dal disco Ludla del 98. E prima abbiamo sentito invece un bellissimo brano con Oliver Schroer e Filippo Gambetta, Slatnar, dal disco di Filippo, Pria Goeia. E allora adesso andiamo avanti con un po' di musica dal gruppo folcloristico del Veneto, i Calicanto. un brano molto particolare, strumentale anche questo, con una persona che suona un foglio. Una foglia. che è molto interessante. Comunque sentirete il suono di questo strumento, diciamo, molto particolare in questo brano. Poi dopo vorrei farvi sapere un po' di cosa succede nel mondo italiano qui a Vancouver. Ci sono parecchi eventi, sia all'Istituto Italiano di Cultura sia all'Italian Cultural Center. Quindi più tardi vi farò sapere che cosa c'è di cinema, letteratura e altre cose in giro qui a Vancouver. Adesso invece sentiamo i Calicanto.
April edition of Discorder magazine is on the streets now. Features include Ryan McMahon, The Great Outdoors, winners of last year's Shindig competition, and the cover story is an interview with Hot Chip. As always, Discorder features the newest recorded and live music reviews, CITR program guide, and the top 50 charts for the month. The April edition of Discorder can be found everywhere that's remotely cool and is brought to you by the staff and volunteers of Discorder and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You just heard the very interesting sound of the ivy leaf being played on that track by Calicanto. And the track was called Asuvir, or something like that. It's obviously in some Veneto dialect, which I'm not very familiar with. And it was played by Bruno Donà. That's from the album Isole Senza Mar, Islands Without a Sea. It's a really beautiful album. And Calicanto do a bunch of music based on the folkloric tradition of the Veneto region. So if you're interested in that, I'd check them out, calicanto.it. They've been around for more than 25 years, and they're a wonderful group with often featuring a singer. But today I'm playing a bunch of instrumental tracks, so I chose one that doesn't have the vocals. Going to play for you now some Franco Morone. He's a wonderful and extraordinary guitarist from Italy. From his album Stranalandia, I'm going to play the title track, followed by another called Cavalieri di Rohan. And that's going to be followed by a little track by Beppe Gambetta from his album Serenata, which also features Carlo Onzo, although this track will be a solo piece by Beppe.
Thank you.
Beppe Gambetta from the album Serenata, which is a great album of old-fashioned music, with Carlo Onzo often there on guitar or mandolin. But that track was called Sonata in A. It was written by Pasquale Taraffo, who was a great harp guitar player and composer from the 20th century. And Beppe says that says a natural choice to follow the tender sage rite of food preparation, which was the previous track, which I didn't play for you, but it was called Aunt Maria Makes Gnocchi with Pesto Sauce. this compelling and achingly romantic sonata was originally plucked by Taraffo with his fingers on his magnificent 14-string harp guitar. I hope this emotion is conveyed by the 6-string guitar play here with the plectrum. The sonata was used by Taraffo with a stylistic eclecticism which encouraged the spreading of good music. The ghettos of categorized music were invented only now times. Interesting thought. That was Serenata, a great album by Beppe Gambetta with Carlo Onzo, and the track was called Sonata in La, or Sonata in A. And you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull, and this is an hour of Italian folk music. Every week I try to bring you something new and also some information about what's going on in Italian stuff in Vancouver. And in fact, the Italian Cultural Centre, which is in East Vancouver, they are doing a screening on the 28th of April at 7:30, special screening of Gianni Amelio's film Le Chiavi di Casa, The Keys to the House. It's a 2004 film. It's a very interesting road movie about the relationship between Gianni and his disabled son Paolo, and then also a woman by the name of Nicole comes, a French woman with a handicapped child, comes into the picture. Very interesting sounding film. That's April 28th at 7:30. All the films at the Italian Cultural Centre are also free. So if you want to find out more, just go to the Italian Cultural's website, Cultural Centre's website, and you can get info. They'll also be having an Italian wine tasting on May 7th at 7:30 p.m. It is $16 for ICC members, $18 for non-members. And then there's a couple of other things going on. The Italian Institute of Culture, which is a downtown organization in the same building as the Italian consulate, although not connected. And the calendar of events for April and May looks interesting. On April 29th, there's going to be something called Italy in the Mediterranean, Notes for a Poetic Geography. And it's a lecture by Professor Massimo Lollini. And it's going to be all about an explanation of the concept of poetic geography introduced by Giambattista Vico in the 18th century. And so a presentation there. It's going to be free, but pre-registration is required. And it's Tuesday, April 29th at 6 p.m. at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura, which is on West Hastings Street. It's number 500/510 West Hastings Street. You can give them a call on 688-0809, extension 23, or you can email them, go onto the website and check it out. And also in May and June, they're going to be doing a cycle of 4 films about Rome called Amor di Roma. And it's in conjunction with the Istituto Italiano di Cultura, the Italian Cultural Centre, and the Regione Lazio Cultural Society of BC. And it's going to be 4 evenings of cinema with films set and or shot in the Eternal City of Rome, starting with May 1st, C'eravamo tanto amati, going on for others in May and June. So again, check out the Italian Institute of Culture's website. It's iicvancouver.esteri, esteri.it. Or you can just Google it, I'm sure you'll find it. So lots of good stuff happening in the Italian community. And who would have known? If you're not involved in the Italian community, you might miss these things, but you might be interested even if you don't speak Italian, because the films are usually with subtitles and lots of good stuff. Okay, so I've got about a quarter of an hour left here on Give 'Em the Boot. I'm going to play now some of my favorite music, which is from Sardinia. I've got a bit of a love affair with Sardinia. I've been there a few times, and and it's just such an interesting place. The language is all of its own, the culture, the food, the music. And this group I had the pleasure of seeing back in Australia about 10 years ago when they came to do a show in Brisbane, and they are called Cordas et Canas, which means roughly strings and winds, and that's, you know, basically the makeup of the instruments in the band. And they have many albums. This one is I'm going to play for you today. I'm going to take two tracks from it, from the album Abba Abula, and the tracks are Passo Pro Chiterra and In Sabba. So I hope you enjoy these two tracks, and here we go. This is Cordas et Canas.
Thank you.
That was the wonderful sounds of Sicilian group Una Vanta Luna, Sicilian music ensemble, featuring Pietro Cernuto on the fantastic Sicilian bagpipe called the Zampogna Apparo. And it's a great album that has a bunch of instrumental tracks on it, as well as some wonderful singing. And the singing is by Carmelo Cacciola. I'd highly recommend this CD. It's their first CD, unavantaluna.com. It's on the Finisterre label. If you're ever interested in knowing what I've played on the show, you can feel free to go to the CITR website, which is www.citr.ca. Click on the podcast link and then click on Give Them the Boot, and you'll come to a listing of all the shows. And for each show, there should be the playlist of what I've played. It'll have the track, the album, and the name of the performer. So that's about it for Give Them the Boot today. Thanks for being with me. Linda Bull, and I do this show every Tuesday from 1 till 2, although next week will be the last time slot from 1 till 2, and then I'm in May going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning, Tuesday morning from 8 till 9:30. If you're interested and you want to find out more about any of the music I've played, feel free to email me at givetheboot@gmail.com, or you can go to the MySpace page, which is myspace.com/givetheboot, and there's links there to all of the performers, or a lot of the performers' music I play. So thanks very much for listening in. I wanted to just sign off here and say that at 2:30, Robert with Reel to Reel is going to be here. But in the meantime, I'm going to treat you to a little music for the next half hour by the wonderful fiddler Oliver Schroer. And it's his new album, Hymns and Hers, which is H-Y-M-N-S and Hers. And it's a great project, his latest album. He's just been absolutely amazing, prolific in the last couple of years. And this is his last album. You can find out more about Oliver on his website, OliverSchroer.com. I hope he's doing okay. I want to leave you then, and I'm just going to play a little bit of Oliver Schroer for you. So we'll see you next week at 1 o'clock here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!